Singapore-Malaysia Trip, January 2004, by Robert C. Newman. This is a PowerPoint of a trip I made to Singapore and Malaysia for ministry in from December 31st to January 19th, 2004. Basically gives a sketch of my calendar while I was there and people I met and what I was doing. So let's have a look at it. The flight over began on Wednesday, December 31st, 2003. Left Baltimore Washington International Airport at 10:06 a.m. Flew to Chicago O'Hare and left Chicago O'Hare Airport at 12:25 p.m. Flew over the pole more or less and arrived Thursday, January 1, 2004, now obviously local time, at Hong Kong at 6:15 p.m. and then leaving there, arrived at Singapore at 11:50 p.m. with an elapsed traveling time of around 26 hours. Here on a rather a schematic world globe, the trip looks like this, from BWI to Chicago, and then up over the pole, and then down to Hong Kong, and then on to Singapore. With a more accurate and more traditional map of a Mercator projection, we come out of BWI to Chicago, and up off the map, and then down across Siberia to Hong Kong, and then on to Singapore. Singapore is an independent city-state with a population of 4 million. The various peoples that are located there, listed here, ethnic and linguistic categories, Chinese, 1.1 million, Peranakan, 462,000. I think the Peranakan are intermarriage of Chinese and Malay from back earlier, but I may be mistaken on that. Anglicized Chinese, about 239,000. That is those whose main language is English. Malay, 509,000. Tamil, a variety of people from India, 163,000, and anglicized Indians, 56,000. The source I had, World Encyclopedia of Religions, I believe, said there was no interference, no state interference in religion there. Here's a pie chart to show the groups by religion, Chinese religions, that much, Muslim, Buddhist, Christian, non-religious, and other. Well, after getting some sleep, stayed at the, let me get that straightened out. I stayed at the home of Alan Wong January 2 through 5, didn't get there till after midnight. my activities on Friday, January 2nd, was to go see the Return of the King, it's at the third film of the Lord of the Rings series with the Wongs. Then had a snack with Alan Wong at the Raffles Town Club, and then dinner at Fisherman's Village with the Yaps and with Raymond and Susan Ong. Here's a picture of the home of Alan and Mei Lin Wong on Chee Hoon Avenue in Singapore. Saturday, January 3, went out to visit the Orchard Road Shopping Center, had lunch at McDonald's down there, and then in the evening attended a full gospel businessmen's banquet. On Sunday, January 4, had lunch at the Raffles Town Club, communion service at the Church of the Good Shepherd, and dinner with the Wongs and their relatives. Now here's a shot of the Orchard Road Shopping Center in Singapore, which is their sort of main upscale shopping area. Monday, January 5, Alan and I took a hike up Bukit Timah Hill, which is the highest elevation in Singapore, not a lot high, and then had lunch at an Italian restaurant with biblical alumnus Colin Wong, and a visit to Life Bible Presbyterian Church, where he is now pastoring. In the evening, I spoke to a Origins interest group of the Graduate Christian Fellowship that met at the home of Alan Wong's, and spoke on the topic Cosmos and Contact. Some pictures from that day's activities. Here's the summit of Bukit Timah Hill in Singapore with a sort of a rain or picnic shelter on the top. And Alan Wong at the Bukit Timah summit there, height 163 and some fraction meters. So that makes it, what, about 500 feet, something of that sort. Gives a latitude and longitude, which I can't read that well, but I think latitude only less than 1.5 degrees north. Here's a picture of myself and biblical grad Colin Wong out in front of the Life Bible Presbyterian Church. I think that's the oldest congregation of the Bible Presbyterians in Singapore. Here's Alan Wong's living room, family room area, and the Origins interest group that is gathered there to hear my PowerPoint talk. And the PowerPoint talk, as I said, Cosmos and Contact, Evidence of Design in the Universe. On January 6th, we're going to move on to Malaysia, so a little sketch on Malaysia. Malaysia is the end of a peninsula sticking down from Asia, and has a population of 22 million, so that makes that, about 5.5 times larger than the population of Singapore, but in a much, much larger area. The World Christian Encyclopedia lists 184 people groups in Malaysia, so I make no attempt to list any of those. The state religion is Islam. And as regards religious liberty, the World Christian Encyclopedia says there is state interference and obstruction. It's not that religion cannot be practiced, other religions in Islam cannot be practiced in Malaysia, but they do not get even shake by any means. We'll see some evidence of that here. Another pie chart of the religious groups. There's Chinese, and you can see a little under a quarter. That would be Chinese religions. Muslim, just a little bit under 50%. Christianity, maybe 10%, something like that. Buddhism, around the same amount. Hindu, perhaps slightly smaller, but nearly the same amount. And the other fills up the rest of the pie chart there. Well, on January 6th, early in the morning, 8 a.m., I left for Kuala Lumpur, the capital of Malaysia, with Kim Sin Yap driving me up there, and we arrived at Kuala Lumpur at 1 p.m. At 2 p.m., I had lunch at the Hot Bun Cafe with three of the workers involved with the Graduate Christian Fellowship there, Jennifer, Stacy, and Ling Lee. And then 3 p.m. went to the place I was staying, the home of Peter and Susie Yu, in the development, we might call it, or a region called Tomintun Dr. Ismail. And then at 8 p.m. had dinner at Living Lee's. Here's a couple scenes on the way to Kuala Lumpur, this just after crossing over into Malaysia near, I guess, in the edge of Johor Bahru, the big southern city of Malaysia, and this on the road, and shows some of the mountains on the way up north. Kuala Lumpur is about halfway up the country from the south end. Here's a picture of us in front of the Hot Bun Cafe, the three girls and myself. Here's the front of the home of Peter and Susie Yu in this development. Mentioned Tomintun Dr. Ismail in the Kuala Lumpur area. And here, eating a meal in a Chinese restaurant with hosts Peter and Susie Yu and their two kids. Wednesday, January 7th, I talked to some non-Christian students at the University of Malaya on proof of God from science. Then we had lunch at the University of Malaya faculty dining room with Professor Aziz Baharuddin and others. She is the professor who lined up this talk, and a Muslim woman. And then in the evening, attended a prayer meeting at the People's Park Baptist Church in Petaling Jaya, which is the one of the suburbs of Kuala Lumpur, and gave a talk on the parables of the hidden treasure and the valuable pearl. Here's a picture from our lunch in the dining room at the University of Malaya. On January 8th, Tuesday, the morning was free, but in the afternoon, late afternoon, at 5 p.m., I spoke on scientific problems for creation science, that is basically evidence for an old Earth, to the Geological Society of Malaysia and to the Graduate Christian Fellowship at the University of Malaya. 7 p.m., I had dinner with Living Lee and an African chemistry professor, and then at 8 p.m., I had a kind of open-ended discussion with the University of Malaya Christian students of the Varsity Christian Fellowship. Here's a picture of me getting my computer set up with projector to give a talk at the Geological Society and Graduate Christian Fellowship. Here's kind of the front panel of that talk, Scientific Problems for Scientific Creationism, How Old is the Earth? And here's the shot of a meeting with the VCF students at the University of Malaya. And I gave them a copy of my cartoon book, What's Darwin Got to Do with It, in its bilingual English-Chinese format, which we see pictured here. On Friday, January 9th, I was at the Bible College of Malaysia, which is sponsored by the Assemblies of God, the AOG, and there gave a session on Christianity and Science, and then had a snack with the President, Ng-Kok Lee, and lecturer Lim Yu Chin, and then a second session on the creation-evolution debate, and after that had a snack at McDonald's, and in the evening attended a housewarming for Susie Yu's sister. Here's a picture of myself and the academic dean over on the left. She later invited me to come over and speak in at the Bible College of Malaysia, and gave I gave two courses there in 2006. And then the theology lecturer and the president of BCM. Here's a group of seminary students at the Bible College in Malaysia getting ready. Sitting at one of the talks I'm getting ready to give. And here's a scene inside one of the McDonald's in Kuala Lumpur. And you can gaze at the ads on the top there and see that they have some similar foods and some different foods in McDonald's. Of course, the a lot of the language is in Malay. And you can see the a girl there wearing the head covering. Saturday, January 10th, went out to visit One Utama Mall, a modern shopping mall in Kuala Lumpur, and then did lunch with Living Lee at Shakey's Pizza. Living Lee is a professor of geology at the University of Malaya, and a very active Christian. And then I gave a presentation in the evening at People's Park Baptist Church for the Graduate Christian Fellowship and for the churches called Discovering God's Fingerprints. Here's a shot of the area there, a suburb of Kuala Lumpur called Tomantun Dr. Ismail, with their the IBM building in the background and the Shakey's Pizza, where I had lunch with Living Lee, in the left foreground there. And here a picture of the people gathering for my talk on Discovering God's Fingerprints at People's Park Baptist Church. And my January 11th, I gave one of my parable sermons at the Sunday service at Coda Dominosera Agape Chapel, a parable of a crooked business manager. I believe that church is a Plymouth Brethren assembly, but has modified some of their practices somewhat. Answered questions at the Sunday school hour, and then in the afternoon a visit to the KL Tower. We'll see a picture of that in a moment here, and then a visit to Chinatown in Kuala Lumpur. And then the following day, Monday the 12th, was a free day. So here's the entrance to the Kumin Coda Dominosera Agape Chapel. It was on the second floor over shops. One of the restrictions on religion that Christians have experienced in Malaysia is that it's virtually impossible to buy land to build church buildings on. So where they already had land before Malaysia became independent, they often still have it. That's kind of the situation with the Bible College of Malaysia and the big Assemblies of God church that's associated with on the same property. But many others basically buy or rent property from, say, Chinese owners of commercial property. And so that's the situation here. This Coda Dominosera Agape Chapel is on the second floor of a building over the shops. This shows us part of the congregation of the Coda Dominosera Agape Chapel. Actually took kind of three pictures in a suite, but I just put the one here in this talk. And here a little snack between services at the Coda Dominosera Agape Chapel. Here's the KL Tower, the tallest concrete tower in the world and the fourth tallest telecommunications tower. The top is of an elevation of 421 meters or 1,368 feet. The observation tower, which I went up in, is 276 meters or 897 feet high. And here's an evening picture of a little bit of Chinatown in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. The big arrow sign there is not actually a electric sign or anything. It's just a reflection of my flash back, so it's reflective paint on that. January 13th, back to Singapore, took an express train from Kuala Lumpur downtown to the KL International Airport, which is about 20 to 25 miles south of the city. The flight to Singapore was delayed about 2 hours, but I still got into Singapore about 3 p.m. and met Kim Sen and had some lunch, and then we went to the home of Kenneth and Helen Tan on Berwick Drive in the part of Singapore called Serangoon, which is where Kim Sen's church is located. So here's a shot inside the express train to the KL airport. It was relatively empty. I don't remember exact number of people in it, but the shot I took, you can see nobody in those six seats in the picture. This is the home of Kenneth and Helen Tan, the one with the black, the dark gray roof there, right at the corner. Big houses with some sort of compound around each of them, but pretty close together. Wednesday, January 14th, in the morning, I visited the Discipleship Training Center and gave my talk, Discovering God's Fingerprints. Had lunch at Nanyang Technological University, and there had an informal discussion with several Christian faculty who lunched with me. And then the evening, I was at the Graduate Christian Fellowship headquarters in Singapore, where I attended a session of the Islamic Study Group to see what was going on. That was in company with Han Wong. So the talk at Discipleship Training Center, Discovering God's Fingerprints, Why the Christian Faith Makes Sense. Here's a shot afterwards with the one of the lecturers and the director at the Discipleship Training Center. The lecturer is, I think, a British fellow, and some of their work, I think, is done in English language. This is a picture of a sign for the Nanyang Technological University out at their entrance. And then this picture is the lunch with the Christian faculty at, I believe it's their faculty dining hall there. On Thursday, January 15th, I attended a farewell lunch for a staff member at Kimsen's Church, Zion Bible Presbyterian Church, and then had dinner with Kenneth Tan at the Borscht Steakhouse, a Russian restaurant near their home in the Serangoon, and then spoke at the Helping Hand Drug Rehab Center, giving a talk on evidence for the resurrection. Here's a shot of the residents of the Helping Hand Drug Rehab Center, and getting ready to speak to them. And then a panel from my Evidence for the Resurrection talk, the one on the importance of Jesus' resurrection, that it validates Jesus' claim over against the charge for which he was executed, that it indicates God accepted Jesus' sacrifice, that it points to a life beyond this one, and that it reminds us that history is controlled by God. January 16th, Friday, I was at the Singapore Polytechnic University with biblical alumnus Albert Ong. He and his wife are both teachers there. Had lunch in the staff dining room, and then attended a lecture by Albert on personal development. In the evening, a trip to Chinatown with my host Kenneth Tan, and bought some souvenirs, and had dim sum at the Tak Po restaurant. Here's a picture of biblical alumnus Albert Ong, teaching at Singapore Polytechnic. And here are some of Albert Ong's students waiting to get into their classroom at SPU. It was being used the hour before, so they had to wait till it emptied out. And here's a picture of myself standing on a bridge over one of the roads at the edge of Singapore's Chinatown. And a shot inside Singapore's Chinatown with a very strong emphasis on kind of a orangey red, which I believe has the significance of prosperity or luck, something of that sort. Saturday, January 17th, gave a seminar at Zion Bible Presbyterian Church on Christianity and Science. One of the talks was Evidence of God in Cosmos and Conscience, and the other was Genetic Engineering and Cloning. Then had dinner at the Raffles Town Club hosted by Dr. Eric Ong and his action group, what we think of as a small group. Here's the Zion Bible Presbyterian Church of Serangoon with biblical alumnus Kimson Yap, just a senior pastor. He's not in this picture. We can get him in a picture here later. And this building since then has been torn down and replaced by a much bigger, nicer building, which if I get my stuff put together for a later talk, it will show up in that. Here's the some of the people there for the seminar at the Zion BP Church. Another shot of the other side of the room. Panel out of my talk on genetic engineering and cloning. Brief history of cloning. For centuries, it's been known that simple animals, worms and starfish, can be cloned by cutting them in half. This doesn't work for higher animals, including humans. Part of the problem is cell specialization, nerve, bone, muscle, etc., that the cells specialize into. And the big problem has been trying to figure out how to reset the cells so that they can be, then when they divide, they can make up the whole animal eventually. So the question of getting back to stem cell type structure is basically what we're talking about there. Here's a shot from the dinner at the Raffles Town Club, hosted by Eric Ong and his small group. Sunday, January 18, I preached at the morning service at Zion Bible Presbyterian Church on apostasy and assurance from Hebrews 6, 13 through 20. Taught the combined youth and adult classes on search for the historical Jesus. Then had lunch at the Serangoon Garden Country Club, hosted by Deacon Daniel Ong. Preached at the evening service at Zion BPC on encountering Jesus, John 1, 43-51. Here's a panel out of the Search for the Historical Jesus. Wildest variety on historical Jesuses. Are the Gospels really this unclear? No, but if you haven't read them, you're a sucker for every charlatan that comes along. But wildest variety. And then I go on to explain something of that. Here's a group of us at lunch at the Serangoon Garden Country Club. Here's Kim Sen, Yap in the white shirt, and his family, Sweet Toe, or her English name now, June, in the on the left side, and the two daughters, Erica in the back and Lindsay in front. Here's a shot of my hosts in Serangoon, Kenneth and Helen Tahn. Well, that was the trip. A quick sketch here of coming back. Left Singapore at 6:50 a.m., flew out at 6:50 a.m. on January 19th, arrived at Hong Kong at 10:30, and then left about an hour later, arrived at Chicago at 11:45 a.m., left at 1:25 p.m., arrived at Baltimore at 4:19 p.m., and then was met by my brother Jim, and we had dinner and reached home in Arlington, Virginia at 7:30 p.m. It's a shot taken at the Hong Kong airport. I'll give you a little idea of the, it actually was raining that day, but pretty good visibility. You can see the couple of towers at the airport and some of the mountains in the background. A tiring trip, particularly the travel back and forth. Not that bad during the trip, but a rewarding trip, I thought. And praise the Lord for the opportunity to try and help other believers in that part of the world.